Tribute to Kieran Nicholson, R.I.P. From Johnny, Breda, Bridget, Paul and Peter, and all who loved him, May 2016. It's a tough job to write a tribute to Kieran and get it right. Kieran meant so much to all his friends, from the post-polio support group to the swimming group and to all who were lucky enough to have known him, some from Park House almost 40 years ago. He was a true and kind friend, a gentle professor, and he was extremely proud of the PPSG of which he was one of the founder members. Kieran certainly knew how to make an entrance. His debut at the Belvedere College swimming pool, a prime example, when he appeared strolling along with his walking stick by the side of the pool, wearing a bright orange Helly Hansen life jacket, which came off very quickly. Kieran learned to swim, and this was to be the beginning of his involvement in sport. Kieran always tried a sport before admitting it was not for him. Eventually, he took up swimming for fitness and field events for competition. As you would expect, he worked very hard to be the best in his class, taking part and winning in many international competitions. He was never selfish and would always be helpful, encouraging and giving of his time on the development of whatever he was involved in, be it sport, PPSG or any other activity. Kieran was an avid reader and always had a range of books to hand, even during his final illness in Vincent's Hospital. He also had a great love of the arts and was the proud owner of many unusual paintings. He was well known in all the restaurants which he loved to frequent, especially around Ranelagh. Though well versed, he never made little of anyone and had very good friends from all walks of life. Occasionally, though, he would throw out some obscure word just to get a reaction, and he had a wicked sense of humour. He could laugh at himself and take his slagging too, as well as give it. Kieran loved his outings with the Finglas group, be it to the Hugh Lane Gallery, Collins Barracks or weekends away. He was always the first to book and had been so looking forward to going to Galway in June. He was also looking forward to the AGM of the PPSG and catching up with all his old friends. But it was not to be. He loved the little get-togethers in Bridget's house in East Wall, where he sat in a nice armchair, which is now fondly christened Kieran's chair. And he would join in all the singing, his voice booming out over the rest. He didn't believe much in an afterlife, but one can almost see him now sailing up that river, singing Sweet Low, Sweet Chariot, or Old Man River. There is no doubt that Kieran will be missed by his many friends and all who had the privilege of knowing him. And he certainly knew how to go out with a bang.